This sermon is brought to you by Shofar Christian Church. We hope that you will be blessed by this message. Our audio and video sermons are also available on Shofar TV to download and share.
Everyone, good afternoon to all of you joining us for the service today. If you're joining us for the first time, feel free and we hope you have a good time. And if you'll be watching this later on in the week, you're also welcome. And yeah, we're just trusting that God will speak to us this afternoon and that we'll feel his presence and that we'll have a good time in his presence. But before we start, I'll just like us to pray. Dear Lord, we thank you for such a wonderful opportunity that we have to come into your presence and to be here to worship you and to sit silently and wait to hear what is on your heart for us. We thank you, Father, that we get to do this through the various medias that we have. At the moment, people might be watching through Facebook Live, and those will be watching much later on. We pray that you might touch us all the same, Father, that your spirit will be powerful to change our hearts, to speak to us, and that your word which will come to us this afternoon will find room in our hearts. We trust that you do these things for us because you are a wonder-working God, and you do miracles, and we believe that. So we pray, Father, that may we have a blessed time in your presence this afternoon. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, amen.
So we will take our opening song, and the song is going to talk about how faithful the Lord is.
I heard a song coming.
table. God is with us, God is on our side, He will make a way, far above all we know, far above all we hope, He has that great thing lifted up, He defeated the grave, raised to life. Our God is able. In His name we overcome. For the Lord our God is able. Lifted up, He defeated the grave. Raised to life, our God is able. In His name we overcome, for the Lord our God is able. God is with us, God will go before, He will never leave us. He will never leave us. God is for us. He has open arms. He will never fail us. He will never fail us. God is with us. He will go before. He will never leave us. He will never leave us. God is for us. He has open arms, He will never fail us, He will never fail us. Lifted up, He defeated the grave, raised to life, our God is able. In His name we overcome, for the Lord our God is able. Lifted up, He defeated the grave, raised to life, our God is able. In His name we overcome, for the Lord our God is able. For the Lord our God is able. For the Lord our God is able. We want to lift up our voice and begin to worship. Sometimes it's not too hard to believe how powerful God is, but just look at the creation. Just look at all that His hands have made. And it is enough evidence to prove that the Lord, our God, is powerful above all things. So in this song, it's saying that how great thou art, O Lord. Because when I cast my eyes on the things I see on this world, it is beyond imagination. And it only proves one point, that you are a great and a powerful God. Oh Lord, my God, when I'm in awesome wonder, consider all the worlds the hands of made. I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, that path throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, must take away my sin. Then sings my soul, must Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art. Christ so calm, with shouts of acclamation, and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow with humble adoration, and then proclaim, my God, how great thou art. Then sinks my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. Then sinks my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. My soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art. You want to sing again and say, how great thou art, how great thou
art. Has anyone ever experienced a wildfire firsthand? Dry wood catching fire and it just bursting into flames. That's the thing that gets me excited about God, is how He can alight our hearts and kindle a fire and make us burn with passion and excitement. What a wonderful privilege to be here today to bring you the Word. And Dirk Jan and Renee, thank you for the opportunity. Such a wonderful privilege to be able to share something that's really been stirring in my heart for so long, and to be able to share it with all of you and with the world out there. Really welcome. It's amazing to share with you the things that God has placed on my heart, and I'm so excited about it. Really, really, really excited. I am quite new in the Netherlands. Perhaps some of you haven't met me in person. I only came to the Netherlands in August last year of 2020. And by then, the lockdown has already closed off a lot of our social interaction, our social contact. So if I haven't shaken your hand or personally greeted you, I'm sorry about that. And then there, over the internet, my name is Christopher Steeg. And I came over with my wonderful wife and my three children last year, end of August 2020, for work opportunities. And Dirk-Jan obviously knew that, or saw the years of membership in Shofar already ripe for preaching, and here I am. You will hear me speak a lot about legacy. Legacy is a wonderful aspect of life that I've carried as a passion in my heart. And that passion came since I joined Shofar in 2001. Shofar Stellenbosch back then. It's been 20 years. Amazing, right? And after we moved to Pretoria in 2005, Shofar Pretoria gave me the opportunity to minister as a facilitator for the, then it was known, the F3 course, and now you will hear it as the Legacy course. And if you have seen the transformation power of the knowledge really changing people's hearts, it stirred something in me, and it has never ever died down, and it's like that fire is burning continuously. And what a privilege to share with you today about this topic. Speaking about legacy, it's something that could be, it's a vast topic, and to be really effective today, I'm going to speak as to our young working members of our church. Our young working and our students, basically just as you leave home and you get that first taste of freedom the opportunity to travel and to create your own life. Of course, it is relevant to all of us who are listening here, because we are all sons of God. We are all God's children. And nobody of us can say we are mature in Christ or claim any or be any boastful in Christ. So everybody that's listening and that will listen, Lord God, that yes, Lord God, we can grow, bring your bride together, Lord God, and grow your body, and yes, Lord God, glorify your name. Pray that in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, are you ready? So, as young adults, I was there once, so I can speak from experience. You just move out of your parents' house, and you get the opportunity to explore and experience the world. It is the oyster. The world is your oyster, as they would say. And we don't want to limit ourselves. No. We've got freedom, and it should be as free as possible, and we should experience as vast as possible. We don't even want to set very, very narrow goals. We don't want to set narrow goals and rules. No ways. No, we want to be free and live and have an amazing story to tell for all our friends one day when we are big. But when we, as I went through life, it became more clear and evident that this freedom is free indeed, and it's a massive privilege. And some of us do have the opportunity to travel the world. But I was busy with things that I would say is so superficial or shallow. And God's plan for us is so much more than the superficial goals we can find in magazines or on TV, just pursuing happiness, just to be happy. I just want to be happy for a moment, for a second, for a day, for this 3 hours. And then, just striving for career success. It's that one thing that we want to study as hard as possible and grow in our careers as possible. But God is much bigger than that, and God's plans for us are much, much more amazing and exciting. Only if we would take the time to listen to it and seek it and find it. For some of us, you might not even believe that God has a future for you. You might not believe it. You might think that there's nothing for me left in this world. There's nothing. I cannot see that next year or in 10 years there would be something more than what I have now that would get me excited. All right? We see that a lot with the pandemic that's now so changing things around us. And every time we try to make holiday plans, the rules change and we have to cancel. And we've got, deposits at so many holiday destinations waiting there for everything to open up, and then we can go. But it might be that you feel that there isn't a future. Let's read together from Jeremiah 29, verse 11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." A future. The title of the sermon is "What is your 5,000-year goal?" Can any of us imagine how it would be to have a dream that would be fulfilled in 5,000 years? Something that we look forward to, something that we work towards. It sounds really unimaginable. But that is exactly where God comes. And He comes to support humanity on the earth. He comes alongside us to work towards His plans. But that what He says in this scripture is that He also wants not just to fulfill His plans, but that He wants to give us a hope and a future so that we can make plans. Wonderful, wonderful. And if you still believe that there is not a future for you, let's read Psalm 139, verse 16. "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." God has been waiting for you to be here in this time since eternity. He has been excited about your time being here on earth since eternity. He's so excited for you to be here and for you to experience a life with Him that we can't even imagine, that we can't even dream about. But what I want to show you is that this really becomes amazing if we partner with God and if we build a future with God, if we work toward a future with God, and if the plans we make for our future is with God. Perhaps I can help you understand how significant it is to keep God alongside you with an illustration about we are, as we are now with this freedom on this uncharted territory. I saw an image of driving in an old mine shaft. I don't know if you've ever watched an old movie where they have these mine shafts and in these train tracks. And then sometimes the tracks go off into the one tunnel and then the other tunnel. And it's sometimes we don't have complete omnipotent vision. We cannot go through all the options and perturbations of life and decide, oh, this is a nice, it's not like choose your own story one, all right? And as we go, obviously God wants to be with us, but God also shows us in His Word, He teaches us to choose wisely. Let's say you're driving along your track in the tunnel and you find this tunnel that turns to the right. And you stop for a moment and you listen and you hear there's some guys picking with an axe. Oh, sounds like they just hit the big time, the nuggets. There's a gold. You think to yourself, there must be a lot of gold there and everybody's going there. And that could be that you decide that I just want to build my career. And you go in there and it might drag you in and you don't know what's on there, but it could be like slave labor, and you think it's a glorious, just getting rich quick scheme, and then you find that it's you're in a situation where you're stuck, you can't get out, and you have to work so hard, and all your effort is spent on working. It could be that you have to mine cryptocurrencies, but you find another tunnel, and in it you hear sounds that seem enticing, intimate sounds. And in that tunnel, so many as people have experienced. You find there's an STD or cancer waiting for you there. The decisions we make have an impact on where we arrive or the things that we experience in our life. The Bible is very clear about the wages of sin, that is death. And you might choose a tunnel that doesn't go very far and the track stops abruptly into a deep pit, and that's the end. And those choices are, I think, break God's heart. When people choose to explore things or experience things that bring them so close to the end that cut their lives short. But I've learned through the legacy that there is a path of peace. God shows us in His Word that there is a path of peace that He takes. It's called the narrow road, right? And this narrow road, it's not an easy road. It might be cramped, and you might need to squeeze through it. But it's always been this road where I'm looking for. I imagine it's got this light in the tunnel, and at the end, Jesus is waiting, and He's got the heavenly riches that has been stored up for me through my life. And as I go through this journey or through these tunnels, I believe that it's not just a dark wasteland with no hope and guidance. I believe that when you get to these decision points or this turning points, you will find that light might be shining at the end of the tunnel. You find, which is Jesus. You might find that sweet smelling aroma, which is the Holy Spirit, or you might find it in God's Word, the directions, which way to take. Okay? And that's why if we commit our ways to the Lord, He can help us. He can protect us, and He can help us to reach this amazing goal, this future that we are excited about. All right. God has been planning your future existence years in advance. He is excited about the time, about this opportunity you have on earth. You only have one. You only have one. And God is excited about sharing it with you and walking it with you. It might feel that God is distant and disinterested. It might feel that you're just part of an ant colony and God's sitting there and looking out the tunnel. Now, the length of time the Israelite people lived in Egypt was 430 years. At the end of the 430 years, to the very day, all the Lord's divisions left Egypt. God comes to us. He brings promises to give us a hope. And then He works with us to see them fulfilled. There is another promise that God gave humanity with Adam and Eve, where He promised salvation after Adam and Eve sinned. It took 4,000 years for God to fulfill that promise when Jesus died on the cross and we found our salvation in the Redeemer, Jesus Christ. Isn't that amazing? And then God is Spirit. He is eternal. And He has been excited and planning your future since eternity. So, these promises were audible promises, and they were speaking with God, and God said, this is how it's going to be. But what we do now have is God's Word that is full of promises. And those promises are for us. 3,000 promises in the Word. 3,000 promises that you can go into the Word and you can take ownership of those promises. God encourages us to remind Him of those promises. Promises of guidance and help. Promises of God's faithfulness, our ultimate salvation, and for wisdom. In my own life, I've really had a a special relationship with God when it comes to this promise of guidance and help. It's now been 20 years that I've made this decision to follow God, and every time I make the decision not to follow the ways of the world, but rather to submit to God's will in my life, God he speaks of taking us from glory to glory. The glory has increased. And every time I come to a situation where I feel challenged, or where I feel that I don't know where to go forth, God comes and He provides guidance and help. Read Psalm 34, verse 4 with me. I sought the Lord, and He answered me. He delivered me from all my fears. He answered me. All right? When you engage with God, He engages with you. You can go to Him for guidance and help, and He wants to help you. He has made the promise in His word. And I can say so much about delivering us of our fears that keep us from stepping into the promise. That same fear that kept the Israelites out of the promised land when they rather believed or took hold of the fear than took hold of God's promise. Another beautiful scripture is in John 10, verse 3. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Even in the New Testament, Jesus is portrayed as the shepherd that leads and guides us to green pastures. I think if you were a sheep, you would be excited about going to a green pasture. Huh? That would be, green pastures. Thank you, Lord. God has a plan for a future, and it's not like He gives you an address with a house. He will participate according to His promises and through His Holy Spirit. God participates according to His promises. All right. We know that there is a future ahead. All right. You cannot stop it. It's coming. And you would like to build a future, but before we start racing away, it's important to acknowledge the impact that our parents and that our home has had on our legacy, on the future that we are now building. You will see some of your colleagues or friends, they are racing ahead, some are straggling behind, and there's a lot of things that happen in the house. It's really significant. God has placed the house there as a special time where we grow and develop. But it might be that the house either launches your future, or delays your future. It might be that some actions are something's happened to you in your household that are continuously a thorn in the flesh, or there were some things that didn't happen at all, and that you're still yearning for that fulfillment. Remember, God's design is for us to grow up in a godly home where parents model Christ. But due to the sin in the world, sometimes that isn't possible or that doesn't happen. But God can restore that. If you have the hope for a future of a family, God wants to help you build that. If that is something that's stirring in your heart, partner with God, and He is going to help you. He's got so many amazing... God proved the counter through His Word, and that the Word brings us a revelation of His character as the Father. I believed I wasn't worthy. I believed that when I came, when I came into God's kingdom in 2001, I had a lot of insecurities in my heart. But as I learned more about God the Father, and as I learned more about how He affirms my identity and destiny, I began to change and grow and be bold and go to Him more and more. And it's like this, the relationship snowballed when all these lies were removed and I could pour my heart into God and allow Him to speak deeper, deeper, deeper into my heart. And there's one lie that I just want to highlight today. And that is the lie that God just wants to take the fun out of life. Huh? Oh, we've got all these commandments. And God is, oh God, I just want to enjoy this. I just want to experience this. And Romans 12 verse 2 is such a wonderful counter to that. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to trust and approve what is God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. God's will is good, pleasing, and perfect. All right? You might feel that God's will is so narrow and bounded, but it's important for us to remember that we must stay within God's will. Right? God gives us the freedom of choice. God gives us the opportunity to seek Him every day, to speak with us. God doesn't want to box us in. He wants to partner with us, and He wants to lead us through His Holy Spirit. And once you choose to tap into God, it becomes a joyful experience with Him. It's not being led on a leash. It's God that partners with us. So if you want to, if you feel you're held back by the lies that you believe about God, I really want to encourage you to sign up for the legacy. The testimonies I've heard is that people feel lighter. They feel they can engage with their purpose. They feel free. So really, make a plan. The next one, sign in, sign in, sign in. Right. So you have a future. You're gonna partner with God the Father, and then there's one very important aspect that's going to really kickstart this whole process of setting yourself goals and achieving them, and that's the identity and destiny that you have. That you have accepted of yourself in your heart. All right? And I want to show you today that God, in His Word, brings us a wonderful, wonderful revelation of our identity and destiny and how God the Father can impart that into our lives. Okay? God, as I said, the God's plan is for earthly fathers to model Christ and to model the Father and to show that to His children, that list of truth and lies about God, it's actually a great checklist for us as fathers about what God expects us, for us as fathers, to portray to our children. All right? We don't want to portray the role of a father as the lies that are there. He wants us to portray them as God the Father, God as the model father, as the ultimate father. He wants us to renew our minds and thoughts so that we can model the true character of God to our children. He also affirms our identity and destiny through His Spirit and through His Word. And the most amazing thing that you will read in Scripture is that we are sons of God. And through that, we inherit the identity and destiny of Christ. The Son of God is really amazing. It's like the highest title in heaven. It's like, yeah, I'm a son of God. You're going to go into heaven and you're going to be, hey, there's a son of God. Wow, this is really fantastic. And if you want to be encouraged by that, read Psalm 89, verse 27. But for now, let's go to Jesus. Let's go to Jesus and see, as the first son of God, what we can read in Galatians 3, verse 26, 27, and 29. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God. In Christ Jesus, you are all children of God. Once you slot into Jesus, you become a child of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. If you don't feel like a son, let God come and work in your heart. Right? God wants to ignite our identity and destiny by showing how excited and how proud he was about Jesus, his own son, and that as we slot into Jesus, we get that same excitement and joy and love. Let's read Matthew 3, verse 16 to 17. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up with you. My dear brothers and sisters, we're not just reeds tossed in the wind. Through Jesus Christ, you can be grafted into a vine that can grow mightily and bear much fruit. Graft into the vine. So if you are living from paycheck to paycheck, every month it's just the same. Go to work, come back, the same thing. You might even be trapped in debt, all right? You could feel that your legacy is poisoned. I am so dragged by my past. I cannot tell people about my household, where I grew up. I'm ashamed. You carry shame from that legacy that you come from, okay? And some of us feel that there is nothing more to look forward to. There's nothing more to hope for. Then today I want to tell you the good news, that there is an exciting, amazing future for you that lies ahead. And even if you cannot imagine or think of something right now, God wants to show it to you. God wants to share it with you. God wants to reveal it to you. It could be in his word. It could be through a prayer that someone prays. It could be through a prophetic word. But it is right there, ready and waiting for you to lock into and to start partnering with God, start working with God, so that you might not have a 5,000-year plan. But I believe you can have a 50-year plan. When you receive the freedom to explore that all that is possible, do you explore all that is possible? Once you get the freedom to do anything, are we supposed to explore all that is possible? Do you aimlessly wander within all that is permissible? Or do you pursue God's plan for your life? By His Spirit, I believe, we can also write a testimony 50 years from now about God's faithfulness. In 50 years, you're going to look back from the day that you started to partner with God to say, I have a hope and a future. I have something to look forward to, and I'm going to build this with God. In 50 years, you're going to look back and you're going to see how God's promises came and were fulfilled every time, in every season, in every situation. You're going to rejoice in the fact that you partnered with God and that you could write this amazing story that took 50 years. It took 50 years. If I can share mine, and then we're closing off with that. This future, this 50-year goal that I'm speaking about, it's something that I found in Proverbs 17, verse 6. Children's children are a crown to the aged, and parents are the pride of their children. Huh? Isn't that wonderful? When I think of where I'm going to be in 50 years, I see my children's children dancing in the streets, rejoicing. My heart turned towards them, and their heart turned towards me. And once you when we speak about our future, it looks bleak. When we speak about our future, it looks so mundane. It looks so. Is it worth it? Is there anything to look forward to? I want to pray today for you. I want to pray for God to give you an exciting future, to reveal an exciting future. Something that's worth your effort, shall we say. Yes, we can talk about pension funds. Yes, we can talk about beach houses along the coast, and we can talk about fancy cars. But again, that's so superficial. That's just striving for happiness. I believe God has a plan and a future for us for true joy. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, I thank you that this impossible task of living a life just as your child, Lord God, we can take it to the next level where we can take up your plans and your purposes for our life, Lord God, where we can get excited about achieving more than what is just the next step or what is just laid before us. I believe that for everybody here that's sitting here, that's listening here, and for all your children out there, Lord God, that there is a precious prize, Lord God, that there is a finishing line that is full of years, Lord God, where we can rejoice with our children's children, Lord God, and even if we don't have children, Lord God, that we can rejoice about being sons of God, and about having disciples, and about our disciples having disciples, about supporting families, about supporting other children growing up in God. Lord God, I just thank you so much for legacy and partnering with us, Lord God, and I pray today for everybody that has their hearts touched today, Lord God. I pray that they would stop surviving, Lord God. If you feel that you're just surviving, I want you to reach out. We have a wonderful community. We have a wonderful community here at Shofar Utrecht that can help you and support you to come from this position of survival into life. To come from despondency into hopefulness. And even as God has promised in His Word to walk with us, we walk. There are people in your cell groups. There are cell leaders. There's Pastor Dirk, Jan, and Renee. There's so many people that want to walk with you, that want to engage with you, and that wants to be excited with you for the hopes and the dreams that God has for your life. It might, don't write a bucket list, but write down your goals and take them to God and allow Him to grow these goals and dreams in you into something that can almost channel fire. It can almost bring unimaginable growth, Lord God. It can bring fruitfulness in your life. You can be, as the Bible speaks, a mighty oak where people sit under and enjoy the shade. Lord Jesus, I thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity to share this word and to, yes, Lord God, as we felt in the beginning that the fire is loose and the kindling is alighted. And now it is your chance to respond to God and to reach out. And you might not even know about God. You might not even know who is God. You might not even have know how to respond to God. And we invite you today. We invite you today to come and lay down your life. Lay down your life to the one that wants to keep it safe, that wants to, yes, it takes a transformation. Yes, it takes renewal. But it's the most glorious thing you can imagine. To have a true Father looking after you, encouraging you, supporting you, cheering you on. Through all His wonderful promises in the Bible. And I just, respond. Come and reach out to Dirk Jan and to Renee and even to myself. Reach out to them and tell them today that you want to slot into God's plan. And that your life that you have lived through your own means has probably feels like nothing. Probably feels like it hasn't amounted to much. But God invites us today to partner with Him, to lay it down. And who knows?
Jesus, I love Thee, I know Thou art mine. For test now, I love Thee because Thou hast first loved me, and
Joining today's service. Let's know that God loves us and He has a plan for us. Out of His love, He called us to be His sons and His daughters. And whilst we live here on earth, He wants to work out His plan in our lives to build a standing legacy. So even as we go through this week, present your goals before the Lord and ask for His guidance and His help as you also build your own legacy here on earth. Have a blessed week. It was nice having you.
Thank you for listening. Remember that our sermon audio and videos are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.